Slats, I think regular listeners and viewers won't believe this, but I think I actually do feel a little bit sorry for Blake Ferguson with this drama over the last couple of days regarding Paul Carter, his former teammate at the Roosters. Carter's been sacked by three clubs, and police and ambulance officials were called to his house after a false allegation from Paul Carter. Andrew Webster from the Sydney Morning Herald was all over this yesterday, and he joins us on the line now. G'day, Webby.
G'day, boys. Yes, it's a it was a bizarre one yesterday. I got a sniff of this in the morning, but there was strife, as that was described to me, with Blake Ferguson. We all know his issues over the years, the Roosters winger. But it became very apparent very quickly that what had happened was that that Ferguson's version of events is that he had been drinking with Paul Carter, who he hadn't seen for many months, his former Roosters teammate, of course, who last week pleaded guilty to supplying cocaine to Sean Kenny-Dowell, was cut by the club. He gets sentenced on the 29th of November. They were having a drink up until about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, yesterday morning. Carter was told to leave because Fergo had his two children there. And then Carter, it's alleged, then called the police and told them that Fergo's one-year-old son had been drugged. Now, the police had turned up. We spoke to the cops and got a statement from them yesterday straight away, who said the paramedics checked the kids, welfare officers checked the kids. They were completely fine. Ferguson wasn't taken into custody. There were no charges laid. So I suppose it begs the question. The Roosters were quite angry about it. Not so much with Ferguson, but just for what had happened, but for letting Paul Carter into his house. So if Fergo doesn't let Paul Carter in there, given Paul Carter's history in the last 6 months, or maybe a bit longer, he's been cut by three clubs in 4 years, which is quite a good rate, even by rugby league standards. If he doesn't come into the house, it doesn't happen. So it's just a headline that Blake Ferguson didn't need, but he's in no jeopardy of being cut from the Roosters. So just another little bit of drama in the off-season, boys, yesterday. It was a strange one, but good to see that his kids are okay and that it was, in the end, amounted to nothing.
Yeah, I think if you're going to be critical of Blake, and we'll give him the let-off here, is that choice of who he's hanging with, Webby, yep. And it's a big reminder to him that he's got to be careful with that. But fortunately, nothing found to be untoward with regard to Blake. Cooper Cronk, mate, you've got an update there?
I feel like I have to update it. Blake, everywhere I go, we'll get to where I was last night at the Lebanese World Cup launch, but every person I met, bumped into, seemingly wanted to know what Cooper Cronk was doing. I can exclusive reveal, nobody knows.
Yeah.
Everyone's waiting for a decision. The Roosters are quite, not so much bemused, but amused by their constant linking to Cooper Cronk. Like everyone, and like I said last week on the show, they're waiting for Cooper Cronk to make a decision. And he was interesting to listen to him on your show last week. He hasn't made a decision about his future. I don't think it's anything more sinister than that. As soon as he does make a decision, then there's no doubt that there'll be a whole host of Sydney clubs wanting to see if he will come to them, if he decides to play on and not retire. Some clubs are already circling Mitchell Pearce, who they think the Roosters might have to offload if they were to get Cooper Cronk. Now, the Roosters, though, are saying privately they reckon they've got cap space. They really do. Because in the last 3 years, they've let go of the likes of Tuivasa-Sheck, Sonny Bill Williams, Guerrera, Sean Kenny-Dowell, James Maloney. The cap goes up, and their only really big signing, when you look at it, is James Tedesco. So I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, but the Roosters seem to think if they wanted to get Cooper Cronk, they would have the cap space. How that would work with Cronk, Pearce and Keary at the club, I don't know, but that's the latest on Cooper Cronk. More news as it comes to hand.
Webby, we really enjoyed our chat yesterday with Tim Manor, who's playing for Lebanon, and Tim was hell-bent on stressing to us, or I thought I took the message from it, that Lebanon are really out to make a positive mark on the World Cup, not only on the field, but also off the field, and you've got some good stories with this Lebanon side.
It's fantastic. I've sort of I went to the Lebanese training on Monday night. Freddie's loving it, as you can imagine. The great Brad Fittler would, and I interviewed five of the players who are actually out here from Lebanon, and one of them, Raymond Sabat, was included in Freddie's final 24-man squad, which was announced at this big function at La Montage last night. It was an amazing scene with the drums going and the trumpets going, and you know, it was like being at a Lebanese wedding. It was quite fun. But these five guys from Lebanon, their stories are quite amazing. You know, there's one guy that's just given up his engineering job just to be here. He's coming with $500. He got fit for the World Cup by carrying logs on his shoulder up a hill. There's another guy. I said, who's your NRL team? He said the Melbourne Storm, because they represent everything that me and my family are all about, because they just try and be better and better and better. And I thought, who would have thought that a young kid from a small village in the mountains outside of Beirut was, you know, inspired in life by the Melbourne Storm. Now, Michael Leisha announced last night that he has signed a 2-year deal with the Bulldogs to stay there. The implications for that is that there was all this talk that Robbie Farrell was going to be moved out of South Sydney to go to the Dogs. There was even a bit of, even a few whispers that he wanted to go back to the Tigers. But as I understand it, he won't be going anywhere. And they've also got Reece Robinson, who defected to the Waratahs, to rugby union, and they were sweating on him getting a release from rugby union if he could find a rugby league club. He was signed with Wentworthville yesterday. So he's been named in the 24-man squad to Lebanon, and their first game against France in Canberra on the 29th. If they can win that, who knows what can happen against England and Australia. So I've got a bit of World Cup fever, boys.
Can we get a quick tip, mate, for the Everest? Because we've got Dave Stanley waiting.
Oh, God, I don't want to keep Dave.
No, don't keep him waiting.
I'm a Chautauqua fan. I've loaded up on Chautauqua and can't wait to see him flying down the
outside. Donation.
So I can pay my rent later in the week, boys.
Yeah, good luck with that one.